Okay, here we go with the people who will not stand up and answer questions about their bomb-throwing statements. Now, here's my philosophy so you know it. If you are going to put yourself out into the public arena and attack somebody, a person, a human being, okay, then you owe it morally. You have a moral obligation to answer questions about the attack. All right? Even if it's Bush or Cheney or, you know, the big shots, you have a moral obligation to do that. If you don't, you're a coward. You're a coward. Because if you're going to attack somebody, no matter how you do it, then you have to be man or woman enough to stand up and defend the attack. Otherwise, you're a weasel. You know, weasels run out of their little holes and they, you know, run around and they bite chickens or whatever they're doing and they run back in their hole. Anyway, here's a list that we put together this morning of people who are afraid to answer any questions. Ready? Now, what I want you to do is listen to this list and then tell me if I'm being fair or not. Okay? Here we go. Vice President Cheney. Now, he told me man-to-man, eye-to-eye, he'd come on a factor. Long time ago. Has not done it. I mean, he must be sick of getting our calls. But he only goes on people that are going to agree with him. Michael Chertoff, Homeland Security Chief. Now, Chertoff, in the middle of the news, we can't get him on. We had to go through Peter King, the congressman in New York, say, look, can you get Chertoff on? I mean, pretty important. We talk with him. Where is he? Governor Jeb Bush of Florida, over the kids stuff. I mean, until he signed Jessica's law, that was the worst state in the union for the protection of children. No way. Samuel Bodman, Secretary of Energy. Bodman goes on Fox News Channel, but won't come on my show. Tom DeLay won't come on my show. DeLay was everywhere, not on the factor. Howard Dean, the biggest coward in the country, Howard Dean. Bar none, biggest coward. Number one on the hit parade. Cindy Sheehan, goes on anything. Cindy, you call Cindy Sheehan, she'll talk to you on the phone for 2 hours. Not on the factor. John Kerry, another guy said he was going to come on, told TV Guide he was going to come on the factor. He's afraid. Brad King, the Florida state attorney who wouldn't indict the three people involved with the killer of Jessica Lunsford. I mean, this is coward number two, King. He's right behind Howard Dean. Senator John Corzine, now running for governor of New Jersey. Another guy who'll come to anything. Not on the show. Nope. No Corzine. Jane Fonda. We actually even sent a camera person out to Jane Fonda. Said, gee, Bill would really like to talk to you. Be very respectful. Jesse Jackson. Yeah, you know, I mean, you know that situation. Senator Biden. Now, here's another guy. I mean, Biden all day long throwing bombs. Nope. George Pataki, governor of New York, won't come on, even though he actually did a good thing. He's so unsure of himself on TV. New York Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver, the biggest villain, I think, in New York State for blocking the kids legislation. He won't come on. Al Gore. We've asked Al Gore 1,000 times. Same thing with Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton, actually, we're negotiating with now, so it's not out of the realm of possibility. Gore would never come on. Andy Rooney made anti-religion remarks, pretty sturdy anti-religion remarks, wouldn't come on and back him up. Richard Clark would not talk to us. He's afraid. The head of the BBC, Roger Mosey, afraid to talk to us. Anybody from the ACLU is afraid. And the ACLU actually tells their satellites not to talk to us. NPR. The executives over there are afraid. The head of the oil companies are afraid. I mean, they're a riot, these guys. Not only won't they come on, but they pay these mouthpieces in D.C. millions of dollars. Millions of dollars. And the mouthpieces won't even come on. They go on everything. Okay? So that's a riot, the oil companies. Let's see. A bunch of columnists. We don't care about them. They're insignificant. Bill Moyers, biggest mouth in town. He's coward number three. All right. Dean is the biggest. Brad King is two. Moyers is three. I mean, Moyers runs around a country giving these paid speeches, just defaming everyone. Oh, he's afraid. At least Phil Donahue, as much as I detest where he is in his political thinking, at least he's got the courage to come on. Louisiana Governor Blanco, another coward. And Ward Churchill, big mouth Ward. Where is he? Okay, that's a list we just threw together this morning. Okay, people, bomb throwers, people who do this all day long, and then we get Barbara Streisand, all of these Hollywood people. This is ridiculous. I mean, they're way out of control there, because they live in a world of entitlement where, well, I don't want to do anything I don't want to do, but I can say anything defamatory about anybody else.